And your stove is?
Electric.
And do you have air conditioning?
I have an air conditioning unit, not central.
Window unit?
Right, a window unit.
Have you ever seen a house having three or more rooms arranged in a straight line? And when all the doors open, you can see straight through
them? Yes.
And that's called a?
Shotgun.
Okay. Have you ever seen a house that has two separate rooms, a kitchen, maybe a cooking room, and a sleeping room? There's a courtyard between them and a roof covering the whole thing.
Run that by me again.
Yeah, this is another modest dwelling.
Mm-hmm.
Two rooms, one that you cook in,
mm-hmm.
live in, more or less, and one that you sleep in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a roof covering those rooms, but there's a little open area between them.
The little open area between them is what's throwing me off.
Well, it's like a courtyard, and it's got a roof going across, and there's grass and stuff. I've never seen one either, but I just happen to have the name of it right here.
Well, what is it?
Okay, have you ever heard of the Dog Trot House?
No.
Okay. These exist, I promise.
Oh, what kind? Dog what?
Dog trot. For the dog to trot around.
Oh, come on. You gotta be kidding.
I'm serious. They're somewhere in the United States. Because this has been elicited.
Well, I don't know where they are, but they ain't around here.
Okay. Do they have hall and parlor houses around?
Have what?
I'll show you a picture of
that. A hall and what?
Parlor.
They may have, but let's see what it looks like.
One room,
mm-hmm.
and it has a long hall. I don't know how those proportions are, but it has a long hall coming into it. That's it. It's a whole house.
This is the
hall and parlor.
This is the parlor, and this is the hall.
Oh, right. Or it's called a flying L.
And that may be.
Okay, but you haven't seen one. And that's the dog trot house, or at least I tried.
Yeah, well, bless you.
Do you know of any? Are there any small houses around here that are weird?
The most common type of house is the shotgun house, which is a wooden frame thing.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you have variations of that, I guess.
Okay.
But
there's nothing that's peculiar to Mobile that you
There are the one-room apartments with the kitchen, you know, where you're living. Yeah, and the kitchen, this type thing. But that little dog trot thing is what?
Isn't that
great? The dog trot. well, nevertheless.
Maybe some people have cat trot houses, or horse trot houses, goldfish trot. Have you ever heard of a row house?
Row house, yes.
What is that?
It is one of several houses in a row on a particular street. Generally,
attached?
The ones that I've seen were so close, they probably were. Probably. Roofs come together. I don't know about the walls, but I know the roofs come together.
Oh, okay.
I've seen them in Washington.
Are there like shotgun houses
in there? Never been on the inside of one.
Do they look like they might be?
Look like they might be.
Except they're close together.
They're narrow.
Uh-huh.
And they are close to the street. And there are several of them that look just alike next to each other. So I don't know. The way they're shaped from the outside, they appear to be the shotgun, the single unit shotgun houses that we have here.
Alright, and are they generally low income?
Generally.
Okay.
The ones that I've seen were in low income neighborhoods. I don't see why anyone would want to be that close together if they could afford it.
Right, except for those kind of names.
Yeah. Yeah, which is a dumb concept, but people.
Yeah, tell me about what condominiums are here.
Condominium are. Multi-unit homes that really just glorified apartments, more or less.
Is there any difference between them and apartments other than the fact that they're glorified?
The only difference is instead of renting one, you buy it.
All right.
That's the only difference I see.
And can you see any reason at all moving into one?
To be frank with you, no.
Except I think people just don't want to take care of their yards.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, if